Praise the Lord, and welcome to the Enduring Sound Doctrine Podcast. I'm your host, Brother Chris Roberts Sr. And as always, before we get started, let's spark this with a word of prayer. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we just thank you for yet another day. We thank you for yet another opportunity to learn of your word, Father. Lord God, open the ears of our heart. Lord God, let us get an understanding, Father, of your word. Oh God, let us be able to walk it out, Lord God, as we have heard it. Allow us to be hearers, not only, but doers as well, Father. We'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that you are due. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So I'd just like to thank everyone for tuning in. I know it's been a minute. It's been a long minute. I really don't have a good reason, honestly. I really don't have an excuse. There's really no excuse. But if you have followed me and my family and Shama Family Ministries, you know we've been busy on those platforms. So it's not like I've been totally inactive. However, I have not made an Enduring Sound Doctrine podcast in about a year. The simulcast that I did about the name of Jesus was actually the last podcast. But today I want to do something a little bit different. I'm still teaching from the word. But what I want to do is actually use the audio from one of our Shama Family Ministry series called As It Is Written. And there we expound on scriptures where the Old New Testament refers to Old Testament principles. Oftentimes you'll see it in the New Testament where it says it is written. Jesus told that to Satan in the Gospels when he was tempted after he fasted. He said, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, which he was quoting the book of Exodus or Deuteronomy. He was quoting the Old Testament. But that's not the topic of today's podcast. Today's podcast is called Be Ye Holy. And again, it is written in the book of Leviticus, Be Ye Holy, for I am holy. And what does that mean for us today in the New Testament church? So without further delay, I'm going to let myself talk about this topic from our It Is Written series. I hope you enjoy.
1 Peter 1 and 16 says, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Just to give you a little bit of context, when you read the Bible and you read one verse, always try to read what surrounds that verse. Understand what's happening in that chapter, what's happening in that book, who's speaking and who are they speaking to. Here, this is the first chapter of the first book of what's called Peter. This is a letter from the Apostle Peter, and it says it's to those that are scattered, the strangers that are scattered throughout the world. These are those that have the Holy Ghost, that have been saved. During this period, the church is being persecuted, and he calls them strangers because they're hidden. They're hidden in plain sight among everyone. But these are believers and professors of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if we go back a couple of verses from verse 16, if we start at verse 14, he says, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. So he's telling these saints that are scattered abroad that they need to be holy or set apart. And he's quoting directly from the scripture. Let's go to that scripture that he's quoting. This is found in the book of Leviticus, chapter 19 and verse 2. Leviticus obviously is in the Old Testament, and it's part of the Old Testament that we call the law or the Torah, which is the first five books. Some might refer to it as the books of Moses. The book of Leviticus has much of the thou shalls and thou shall nots. It is written to the children of Israel as they are coming out of Egypt. It says, speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. If you read also in the book of Leviticus, God tells the children of Israel that he separated them, that he severed them, and called them his own. And that's the same for us today as believers in Jesus Christ. We should be separated unto God. We need to be holy because God is holy. There's no double standard. There's no double dipping. Jesus said it best in the book of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24. He said, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon." The commandment of the Bible is clear. As saints of God, even today here in 2022, we are commanded to live holy. There's none of this, "Oh, I'll go over here with this group one day and then I'll be in church on another day." We are commanded to live holy 24/7. Those of you that have the Holy Ghost down in your heart and have received this the Spirit baptism, God is calling you to a higher calling. There's no more listening to worldly music. There's no more listening and trying to mix the world with what you're doing. Even the secular artists today would love to have it both ways. Artists like Beyonce, Kanye West, they would love to sing to the world and also have people in the church listen to their lyrics. But there's nothing holy about either one of those artists. Nothing holy. If you listen to their lyrics, nothing on their lyrics lines up with the word of God. Matter of fact, I'll take it a step further and say that their lyrics are anti-God. Their lyrics are built for the kingdom of Satan and not the kingdom of God. But as children of the Most High God, we cannot be fooled. We cannot be pulled into Satan's trap. We must live a holy and separated life unto God. Holiness is a way of life. The Apostle Paul says in the book of Galatians that you must walk in the Spirit and you will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Here in Peter, he says that we should have our conversation always surrounded in holiness. It's not just the way that you look. It's the way that you carry yourself. And that will come from the inside out. People will inquire as to what is different about you. One more scripture I want to read in your hearing is Romans chapter 8, verse 19. It says, "For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God." This world needs us. In John chapter 17, as Jesus is about to be led to his crucifixion, he says a prayer for us, and he tells us that we are in the world, but not of it. The world needs us to be a light in this dark world. We need to remain sanctified and separated unto God. We need to be the light that draws the creature in. Friends and family, I thank you for your ears. I hope something was said to bless you on today. Stay in the Word. And as we know, all things are written in the Word. Be ye holy, for I am holy.
Amen. So that was the entire clip of that episode entitled "Be Ye Holy." And it's very relevant for us today. We're living in a day and age where the church is like in the book of Revelation. I believe it's Laodicea, which was not hot or cold, but rather lukewarm. And God said, "I will spew you out of my mouth." He wants the church to choose a side. He said, "You cannot serve God and mammon." We cannot be about the money and also be about winning souls. The church was put here for a purpose. God commissioned the church. Jesus Christ himself commissioned the church, and he gave us a purpose to teach. Matthew 28, 19. He said, "Go ye therefore and teach and baptize." He's saying we need to make disciples, and we can't make followers of Christ if we're following the world. That doesn't even make sense. How can we teach? How can we be the example if all we're doing is following their example? Yes, I'm looking at you, Kirk Franklin, Mary, whoever. If you're not about this Bible life, then stop projecting yourself as some kind of gospel preacher, as some kind of gospel singer. You're not gospel. You're lukewarm. God bless anyone that is trying to live right. I'm not talking about you. Anyone that is desperately trying to live their life for Christ to the fullness of what they know of the Bible, I am not referring to you. I'm referring to those that know better. I'm referring to those that believe they need to act like the world in order to win the world. We will never win the world over by being them. We need to be the example. We need to be the set apart. We need to be the sanctified. We need to be holy because God is holy. This is what's written in His Word. I would say I don't understand, but I do understand. I do understand. There's a pull. There's a pull. There's a pull. A P-U-L-L. But the pull of God's word has to be greater. It has to be greater. We have to be the ones in this day and age to show them Jesus, to direct them to the word, to direct them to a sanctified life, to show them that there are those of us that are out here living a sanctified and set apart life for Christ, regardless of our age, regardless of our culture, regardless of our setting. We're living our life according to the word of God, and nothing else matters. This is the foundation that we need before we can go out, in my mind. I know the Bible says, Paul says he became as all things in Corinthians in order to win them, but he didn't become sin. He didn't sin. He wrote in Romans 6, what shall we say then? Can we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. God forbid. We don't need to sing worldly lyrics in order to win godly souls. We don't need to look like the world in order for them to want to look towards Christ. It just doesn't make sense. It's like trying to freeze things in a microwave. It's like trying to heat things up in the refrigerator. It just won't work. It just won't work. That's the same thing. That's what you look like, acting like the world, talking about I'm trying to win them to Christ. That's one side of it. The other side of it, in Hebrews chapter 12, it tells us to lay aside every weight. Put it away. Several times in the Old Testament, they called for a solemn assembly. God told them to sanctify themselves. In Joshua chapter 3, before they crossed the Jordan River, Joshua 3 and 5, God told Joshua to tell the people to sanctify themselves, to set themselves apart, to clear themselves, to cleanse themselves, get rid of anything that might hinder you from this great move of God that's about to happen. You got to get it off of you. You got to get rid of it. Yes, we are not in our glorified bodies. Yes, we will stumble and fall. And yes, we have an advocate. That's why we are in the grace age. That's why Jesus saved us by grace. So if you do stumble and fall, you have an advocate. However, stumbling and falling is not your way of life. We cannot live in sin so that grace may abound. Well, I know I'm in grace, so I'm going to go ahead and do this thing over here. I'm going to go ahead and talk to this lady that's not my wife. I'm going to go ahead and commit this act right here. No, that's not what we're about. That's not what we are about anymore. Once you have gotten the Holy Ghost, now Jesus said the Holy Ghost will teach you and guide you unto all things. However, we are a trichotomy. We are body, soul, and spirit. So your body might not want to do what the spirit is telling you, what your soul might be telling you even. And but if we have the Holy Ghost, sinning should be hard, very hard to do. I'm not sitting up here behind the mic as one that has never sinned or one that has been perfect. Man's definition of perfect. Now, Hebrews 10 and 14 says he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. So we are perfect if we are saved. 1 Peter 5 and 10 says, after you have suffered a while, he will sanctify. Let's just read it. I don't want to stumble that one up. 1 Peter 5 and 10. That says, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, will make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Will make you perfect. But that doesn't mean you never stumble. And that certainly doesn't mean that stumbling is a way of life. He said you're going to suffer, but he's going to establish you and strengthen and settle you for it. You're going to be better. You're going to be better. You're going to be perfect. I'm not saying this. We just read that in the Word of God. Perfect. And this is the state we need to be in when we're winning souls. We can't have one foot in and one foot out. If you are in that state, then certainly there is hope for you. There is a state where you can get all the way in. I certainly don't want to push anyone out, but you got to be all the way in. This is Bible. God said, I will spew you out of my mouth. He doesn't want it. It tastes horrible to him. This is not something that's pleasing in his sight. Friends and family, the Bible is clear on this subject. Be ye holy, for I am holy. This is not something we cannot attain. You have the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, ye shall receive power. You have the power to do right. You have the power to cast demons out. You have that power. You have the power to live right. You have that authority. You have that right to live according to what the Bible says. This is not some great task or an impossible feat. You got to grow. You got to grow in him. You got to suffer a while. But then you're going to be established, strengthened, settled, and perfected. Amen. That's all I got for today. Thank you for tuning in. And we will have another podcast soon. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you for another opportunity to hear of your word. We ask that you hide this word in our heart, Lord God. We ask that it fall on good ground, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, that we receive it with joy, Father. Let it grow. Let it take root, Father, and be a seed in our life that we can give to others, Father. And Lord God, as we walk this walk, oh God, let us to continue to grow in faith, to continue to grow in you, to continue to grow in your word and to love your word, Father. We thank you. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Heaven smile upon you. Till the next time.